Well, he's a big man, and therefore he's very busy. In their terms, he's a big man. He had a lot of seminars yesterday, taking him up late at night working. I'll send him something to read. As he sees it, the biggest problem is that the industrial civilization, the big companies and consumer society are taking the natural resources at such a pace that they're causing pollution, and they're causing in the future a great scarcity of certain products. And in other words, he thinks they're ruining the earth.
He said irreparable damage.
He says
irreparable damage.
Yeah.
So they'll never be able to again restore what they've taken.
So he's very perplexed by the future. Say 100 years from now, what will happen if we go on at the rate we're going, taking natural resources?
And that's like that taking petrol. Mm-hmm. Huh. You see, natural resources they're taking and consuming.
But he says the CSIRO, most of the people there are involved in researching how to exploit the natural resources more. So he's a little bit different because he's trying to present a clear warning that this is happening. But then again, he doesn't have any potency to stop it. It seemed that when you were speaking to him, he related bodily consciousness with the selfishness of the industrialists when they're exploiting natural resources like that.
They're doing so many things. They're killing cows. Or they're hunting. So many animals, they're killing birds.
Yeah, he was making a claim that he was against this because all these cows are in the central part of Australia, and just by their walking, they're causing the topsoil to become loosened and taken by the wind. So he was against all this mass slaughtering, but at the same time, he's eating meat. Also, he was saying how everyone is interested in making the fast dollar.
The industrialists and technologists say that they'll keep using and using and using, and when they run out, they'll invent something else to take the place. When they run out of oil, then they'll use sun energy or some other energy. And whenever they say that they're running out of something, they say, oh, we'll invent something, and we'll do something to arrange it.
Why they're thinking of the future and they do not think of themselves, whether he was going to a cat and dog. He's thinking of industrial resources future, not for himself.
Shows it's a natural tendency to think about the future.
Is there?
Yeah.
Captain?
Because they're in ignorance, they have to think of so many other things for the future. And they're not thinking of themselves.
In the future, if you become a sap like this, what you are going to do for that? this may be also your future. There are so many hells of different kinds of sinful activity. Everything is the same.
I was reading in the Bhagavad Gita last night, in chapter 2 there's a verse where it says of the existent there is no cessation and the non-existent there is no continuation, something like that. But in the purport it says that one can understand the Supreme by studying himself. What does that mean? By analytical study of oneself, one can understand the Supreme.
I could not understand. You have got all propensities defined. The similar propensities are there in God. Because you are part and parcel of God. The chemical composition, drop of water and the sea is the same. In the sea it is in bigger quantity and the drop in smaller quantity. Therefore, your composition, you can study and the same things are there. Therefore, he is a person, big person.
That is Sankhya Yoga? That is Sankhya Yoga?
No. This is my interpretation. He is also creating, you are also creating. He can create a motor car and he can create a huge, gigantic sun glow. As you are controlling the aeroplane by air condition or by controlling the air, similarly all these planets are there. It is by his plan it is moving with the air. Big planets. There is no question of gravitation. Nonsense. It is by his arrangement. It is moving in the air, just like big cloud containing millions of tons of water floating in the air. How it is being done? Millions of tons of water are floating in the air that we see daily. So similarly, all these planets are floating by his arrangement. Not only floating, making center that pole star, all the planets are moving around, even the sun. Yeah, it is by his arrangement.
So the sun is the center, or the pole star?
Pole star.
Is the center of the universe. Pole star does not move.
Center. Sun is in the center, the pole star in the extreme north.
Yesterday, how foolish it is to think that God is creating planets without putting any life on them. The scientists are saying there is no life on any planet. Then why would he create a planet unless there was life on it?
Life is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvaga, everywhere. And why these rascals say there is no life?
They want to see with telescope.
That is their defect. They do not admit the imperfection of the senses. What is the calculator? How many billions?
The sun.
No, no, the length and breadth.
It's 4 billion miles.
4 billion miles. So how much the telescope can see? Can you see 4 billion miles? Yeah, perfectly in 10 miles. With telescope you can see, say, 100 miles. Or something more, something. But can you see 4 billion miles? No. Yeah. Okay. But it's
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama.
Nothing will be finished. God's resources are unlimited, but they will be finished. Making yourself to decide, they will be finished. God's resources will not be finished, but they will be finished. Unnecessarily, they are created. Necessities of life in this way. In blind capacity, they is going, it isn't. And he's thinking what will happen and no worse.
He's thinking in a few hundred years the resources will be used up. He doesn't, he's thinking the resources will be used up.
Before that, you will be finished, right? Why your answer?
He's worrying about the civilization.
Civilization, but you will finish. You will not take part in the civilization. You have no belief in the next bank. So why are you thinking of it? You will finish yourself. Why you?
He's thinking that
was I come here for 3 weeks. If I simply think of what will happen 100 years after the mastery, what is my business? I'll go ahead by 3 weeks. Why should I bring so much thoughts about what will happen Australia 100 years after? You're going to catch some dog or something, or grass, or anything else. But you will finish. Why you are anxious for Australia?
This is my country.
Huh?
It's my country.
What is your country? You'll be kicked out after some years. That's all. What is your country? You cannot stay in your country. First of all, make sure that it is country. What is your country? Huh? I come here for 3 weeks. Shall I consider it my country?
Your country is India. Our country is Australia.
Anywhere I come here for 3 weeks or some 3 years or for 300 years, what are these in comparison to the eternal time? So why I'm thinking like that? My country, your country, this country, everyone will keep coming. Get out. Your country is here. But no. This is called first class.
It's like that woman you speak about.
Yeah.
She goes into the marketplace. How will I feed her?
And he sees answers. Oh, so many men. Where should I keep them? Where should I give them food? And in the evening, her son brought it. Everything is finished.
Yeah.
Everything is finished by the evening. Nobody in the market. And she was very much anxious. How to keep them? How to keep them? It is like
But even if we can't stay here, we all have to die. Our sons and their sons, if we do something now, then maybe they won't have to suffer so much in the future.
So why are you thinking of your son's future, your grandson's? Why don't you think of your future?
It makes me happy to think that they'll be
happy. That is madness. That is madness.
If I get insurance policy, then they will have some money.
No, that is natural that you think of future. But the foolishness is you don't think of your future. That is foolishness. This is natural. Because every living entity is eternal. Therefore he has future. But he, for himself, is thinking there is no life next. And he's thinking of the life which will come as his grandson or son. What will be their future? And he's blind of his own future. This is fourth class. Suppose some danger is coming, so shall I take care of you? How will you save? How will you save? How I will save? That is my first thing.
Yeah.
That he does not know.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
There have been many cases where all of a sudden fire, the man has left everything and his baby was there. He was crying. Fire, yes, man. The natural tendency, first of all, same. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. So why did he forget about his baby? Now when he comes out, he is thinking about baby. This is natural. So he does not think about himself. He is thinking about future generation. What nonsense will come as my son or me?
So he should first save himself, then think about how to save others.
Yeah. First of all, he must know what he is actually saving. But he does nothing. He's thinking of his country. Suppose next birth he becomes a cow, and his countrymen will send him to the slaughterhouse. So what is the use of having your country? The same country, the national, the cow is also national, you are also national. But the law is, the cow is to be sent to the slaughterhouse. Described as Buddha, restless, only restless. Except a Krishna conscious person, all persons are restless. Do you admit or not?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
It is authoritative statement of Krishna. Ramana Vishkitanam Buddha Prabhupada Narada. So, these classes of men do not surrender to Krishna. So anyone who has not surrendered to Krishna, he comes in this category. This is a plain description. If you believe in Bhagavad Gita, all
restless. But he would say, there are many people also like me who, we don't harm anybody, we just live our own life.
You harm yourself. Because you are a rascal, you do not know what is your future. You do not harm others, but you are harming yourself. You do not know what you are and how you are harming yourself. You are such a rascal. You pose to be that you do not make any harm to anyone, but you are doing harm to yourself. Nothing you do is hard to the Vishnu. You do not know what is the... Nobody can do any harm to anyone. Everything is going on nature's law. But you are doing yourself harm for your intellect. You are such a fool.
I feel pretty happy.
Huh?
I feel pretty happy. Everything seems to be
a good job. Feels happy. Dog also feels happy. So you are like ass dog, like that. They also feel happy.
They don't go to cinema.
Huh? Did you? No. There are many living entities in the cinema. There are ants, the lizards, rats. So what is the use of you see? So you are also one of them? There are no rats in the cinema, huh?
At the drive-ins, they also have birds.
Huh?
At the open theater, they have birds also.
Yeah.
But man has been progressing for so many years, surely they can't all
they
be.
They are not
that.
Progressing. They are rascals. What they are doing. That is our bird. Krishna's bird. Progress. If you have made progress, then you are thinking what will happen in the future. Where is your progress? You rest assured that you have made so much progress, now there will be no more problem. Why engage so many so-called rascals again to solve the problem? Where is your advantage? If you are full of anxiety, then where is your happiness? Is anyone who is full of anxiety, he's happy? Is he happy?
Well, but if he takes some intoxicant or he goes to cinema, then he feels better.
You are adding rascal upon rascal. That proves that the same philosophy. If you have got an enemy in the front, you close your eyes and he kills. The rabbit, they do that. As soon as they find some big enemy, close.
Ostriches stick their head in a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
There must be some progress because so many are joining the Hare Krishna movement.
They are making real. Oh, Mahadava, Nidbapa. They are this material anxiety, is the hope. They are making. Cheta dat puramadhanam, bhava mahadava. Chanting Hare Krishna, their dirty heart will be cleansed and as soon as it is fully cleansed, the problem of material existence will be over. No anger.
They seem happy, but the devotees of Krishna seem happy, but they don't do much practical work. They always sing and dance and ask for some money. But they don't work any practical thing. We're doing so many practical things.
Dancing
works.
Is not working. A writing book is not working. Selling book is not working. What is working? Like monkey jumping? That is working.
But we are helping people practically, like in the hospital or the alcoholics.
No, you are helping. Do you think that if one goes to hospital, he will not die? How we are helping? You're thinking of it.
But he lives longer.
That is another business. How long is this? When the time of death comes, you will not live longer even by a moment. When going to die. His life is finished. Can your injection medicine give 1 minute's life more? Is there any medicine?
Well, it seems to be. Sometimes when they give medicine, they don't. They say that by perfecting heart transplant, they may make people...
Well, no, they may say that. Because we take them as rascals. Why should we take their words? We should consider them as rascals. That's all. They are the rascals. He's enjoying it. No, this world is full of rascals. We must be very much pessimistic. Mm. Not at all optimistic. Obviously. Unless you become pessimistic, you'll not be able to go left or right. If you have little attraction for this world, it's good, then you have to be nice. Krishna is so strict.
Jesus said, love thy brother as thyself, so if we love our brother...
That we are loving. We are living in Krishna consciousness. That is loving. Real love. We are giving eternal life. Eternal bliss. Unless we love them, why you are taking so much trouble? The preacher must love the people. Otherwise, why is he can do it for himself at home. Why he is taking so much trouble? Why my tears so loud on me if I do not love? So who can love better than a preacher? He loves even the animals. Therefore they are preaching. Don't take meat. Do they love the animals? Rustics? They are eating. They love their country. Yes, no? Nobody loves. They are simply sense-guilty. If somebody loves, he is Krishna conscious. Yes. They are rascals. They are after their own sense gratification. And they put a signboard, I love you. This is their business. And who is that? Accept it. Oh, this man is very clean. He doesn't love anyone. He loves only senses. That's all. The servant of the senses. Everyone is working because he's getting money. Where is the love? The minister, the prime minister, if they say no money, no salary, nobody will go. He takes the opportunity of taking money by bribe, by this way, that way, that. Oh, I love your country, elect me as president. That's all. What this president has done, Nixon, he has stolen so many things. So what is his love for the country?
He was a bad one, but some of them...
Not a sound, no, everyone is bad. The man who is talking, he is also bad. Everyone is bad. Yes, there is no good man. Do you think in the prison house any good man go there? All criminals. So anyone who has come in this material world, he's a criminal. Therefore he's punished by this material body. Simply suffering. Why you have power? Because this body, they cannot tolerate this cold. So the body means suffering, material body. Anyone who has got this material body is suffering. Nobody is in there. It's a wrong idea. He's thinking, that is called Maya. He's suffering, but he's thinking and enjoying. This is called Maya.
school teachers and the church leaders and my parents and grandfather, they all seem to think that it's all right what we're doing, so...
Right, because they're all Alaskans. That's what we say, all Alaskans. They may think like that. But our conclusion is, anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he's a Alaskan. He may be my teacher or father or him. He's a Alaskan. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Pita na sasya, janani na sasya, guru na sasya, namo chayaja samopita mitra. One who cannot save me from the impending danger of past death, old age, and disease. He is not my father, he is not my teacher, he is not my guru, he is not my kinsman, he is not my wife, he is not my husband. So many lists. So who has got this knowledge, how to save one from the circle of birth, death and all that? It is only we, Krishna conscious people, we are teaching. Stop your this cycle of meditation of birth, death, all that. Come to eternal life. So we are the only friends. All are enemies, even in the shape of friend or father or teacher. But they do not know the art. What they will do? Suppose you have got a very good father, but he does not know how to stop your gliding down to accept a dog's life. Then what does he do? Simply by giving him some food and making a fatty dog?
But if what you say is true, why don't more people know about it? There are so many teachers, spiritual teachers.
They are not wrong. That these rascals say, no, it will not be accepted. Okay. Just like yesterday, they came all the cycles, as soon as you prescribe. But this is the prescription. They saw it is impractical. I say that send your patients here, we shall make him instantly drugless. They will not accept. Why not at home? At home? And he will remain with a drug addict and he will become drugless. Is it possible? The surrounding man, all drug addicts, and he will become drugless. How is it possible?
Actually, their hospital is a society where all the drug addicts get together
for a free cup of tea.
Good society. They reference from Bhagavad Gita. Sangha Sanjayate Kama. The association is there. Otherwise, why you are opening so many centers? Just to give them the facility of association. These men are big rascals. The world is full of rascals, and the so-called leaders, they're big rascals. They cannot make any solution. Simply take salary. Kavir bara ustam karai samstuta purushapush. They're big rascals, and the small rascals accept them as leaders.
There's vox populi of the rascals.
The whole world is rascal. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious is a rascal. Take it for granted. This is the test. That is stated in the Bhagavan. Nati vidu sat gatim hi Vishnu. Durasayaji Bahirat Kamanina. These rascals, they do not know what is his self-interest. He is simply enamored by the external energy and trying to make adjustment of things. that Andri Bonoye, he's a rascal and his leader is also a rascal. Tepi Satantra Urdan Vadda. These rascals do not know they're bound by hands and legs by the laws of nature and they're making solutions. Problem. Just like this geographer is making solution and all of a sudden he'll die. Huh? And then another rascal will come into that place to make solution. The problem is remain. They will come and go. They will come and go. Napoleon came for solution. Hitler came for solution, Gandhi came for solution, but when Napoleon was offered horses, urine, instead of water, he could not make any sense. When Gandhi was fired to death, he could not make any sense. And they are leaders of solution. What they can do? Every one of them is under strict laws of nature. As nature will do, they will have to submit. And what they will make, they are not into it. Nobody knows where is Hitler. Such a big man. He hide it or he killed himself, something done, but nobody knows. And one day he became the master of the whole universe.
Maybe by our study, we are all imperfect, but if we keep compiling the information, then after so many years, they will have all the information.
You do not take the right information. The right information is with us. That you refuse to take. Your information is zero. Compiling up zeros does not make any value. It is all zero. Take information from us, then it will be beneficial. You are taking information from all universe except our this solid information given by Krishna. That is your policy. Mula na vijana ti mami va paramapa. You read this verse? Mula rascal. He does not know the ultimate background is higher. That he does not, but the use of his information. And in the Vedas it is said, Jameva Vidityas Sarvamedam. There is a man. Only understanding Krishna, you understand everything. Jamava viditya sarvavidam viditam bhavanti.
How can we understand all this science and technology just by understanding Krishna, just by one book? There's so much...
Not one book, you cannot read them throughout your whole life. There are so many books.
don't think they have any argument.
What argument? They're fools asking what argument.
Yesterday they did not know what to say.
Yeah. Nobody could say, I guess. Maunam sammati lakam. If they remain silent, that means they have accepted. I charge you that you are thief. And if you don't protest, then you are thief. If you are not thief, angel, how you say? They will fight. But if you remain silent, that proves that you are thief. So they could not give us any counter argument. Therefore they accepted.
The biggest problem is that there isn't any counter-argument.
Yeah. And so I told them, who is there without father?
Then they tried a little bit. They said, everyone has a father, so who's God's father?
That I answer. Yeah. That is God.
And then they were defeated.
God means that without father we can exist. That is God. That is the difference between you and God.
How can darkness argue with the sunlight? Uh-huh. Is it, they're trying to argue is just like darkness trying to argue with the sunlight.
That Burmese, they you don't believe in God. When you don't believe in God, you don't you believe Lord Buddha is God. Hmm.
Then he said, but there is no God mentioned in Buddhism. It is Nirvana.
That's all right, but you worship Buddha. Why?
Because he spoke about Nirvana. In Burma, many people are Buddhist.
Uh-huh.
They say they're Buddhist.
Till now, 2,600 years passed from the Buddhist community, from other groups, very big religionists or philosophers. They are all in town. It was for the time. The Buddhist religion was for the time. Eighth class man. Christ says, thou shalt not kill, they kill Christ. This is the position.
When Buddha came, did most people follow him?
Yes.
And they stopped him for a time.
Yeah. Their religion, animal killing, is strictly forbidden.
Did Shankara, he physically force the Buddhists out of India by force?
No.
Or just teaching?
By argument, by teaching.
By teaching.
Let's see how nice power is coming from science. and they say there is no vegetable. What is the difference between this sand and that sand? Sand is sand. How that came? Where from they are getting nourishment? If there is no possibility of a living being, well, who is coming to water? Nobody is coming. This fresh flower, it is as good as flower grown in the land, but they are growing in the sand, you can see. We see actually in the sand, things are coming out, and one rascal will say, no, there is no life, we have to believe that. Even it is full of sand and dust. Here we see dust and sand produce life. So why should I believe this rascal is in that sand? What is the difference between that sand and this sand?
Some scientists admit there is life. There may be life.
No, these scientists are all rascals, first of all. Don't believe. Some scientists say, then who is real scientist? These scientists say there is no life. Another scientist says there may be. Then who is right?
They have to go and see. But they don't see any sign of civilization or building, so they say it may be plant life, but they don't see anything.
First of all, whether you have gone there, that is our charge. You have not gone there.
That's what we're trying to do. In a few years, we'll find out.
Yeah. We might have gone to some hellish planet. Well, there is only sand, only, and very hot, and the culprit is pushed to that deserted place, to the Jamaraj. And before going to Jamaraj, he has to suffer so much. There are places, copper like, so hot, and the criminal has to go on that copper land. There are many millions of miles, simply copper, and one has to pass through that, to Jamuna. They might have gone to some such place, not to the moon planet, who is the source of vegetation even throughout the whole universe. And in its own planet, there is no vegetation. Now I am sure they have not gone to moon planet. How they will go? It is beyond the sun. I was protesting that they have not gone. Now I am convinced that they have not gone. Platform, don't expose me, I don't expose you. Chaitanya Master, thick cousin brother. to do your business and the same I have to do my business. Let us support. In all other fields, they're enemical. And the scientific field, they're friends. That means if a scientist, another scientist exposes me, then I my attempt will be futile. So let us join together.
You don't expose me and I won't expose you.
Because we are doing business, we are getting money from this rascal government. So, if you expose me, then I will not get money. And if I expose you, you will not get money. Let us come back together and let them remain food. This is it. If a common man like me can understand the whole policy, how the scientists will not understand. But they have made a compromise. They don't expose me, I will not expose you. Well, let us take money from the government.
Are cheating the small demons, but they're all demons.
But the big animal eats the small animal. But the big animal, because he's big, does it mean that he's not animal? He's also animal. The tiger eats a dog. Does it mean the tiger is not animal? Dog is animal, the tiger is animal. Animal, he is God. Oh, not. Have to leave. Without this animal, that is human. Oh, I shall eat animal. I shall eat fruits, I shall eat vegetables, I shall eat nice food there, I shall eat milk. That is human. I shall eat animal, blood and blood. No, it is very tasty. What is the difference between you and dog?
They don't know how to cook. Dogs.
And nature has made them like that. The human being, they can utilize the land, they can produce something nice for its life. That is human society. What is this society? They're living in big, big skyscraper building, and for that board, the shelter house killing, and they're eating. Is that human society? All third class, fourth class.
If they would only listen, they would be defenseless, but they don't listen much.
Time is over.
Yes. I'm busy, I must go.
His energy is over. Not time is over, but his energy is over. He sees that we cannot argue with this man.
He'll not give us a chance.
Did you get out and make his breakfast.
Certainly.
I have talked with many psychiatric scientists in the Los Angeles.
Yeah.
All of them. Even our own scientist.
Yes.
Therefore he's now writing books. He's afraid of writing such books because his brother scientists may not like it. Yeah.
It is like the Russians and the Americans. He doesn't want to offend the other scientists.
The other scientists condemn him, then he will not get service.
He's finished.
You can write one essay, I'll give you some hints. Bring your notebook.
Yes.
In Bhagavad Gita. The defect of human society is that present human society is that there is no high class man. The Bhagavad Gita says asocham anusochastam pragnavadam subhasit.
Asocham?
Asocham.
Asocham. Is that chapter 16?
No. Second.
A-S-A-O? A-S-A-U? Aso.
A-S-O.
A-S-O. Asochan avasochas tuam. Just two of them.
What is it?
Asochan, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Asochan avan anvasochas tuam, Pagdya vadam stabhashase, Gatasum agatasum sta manushochanti pandita. Translation: the Blessed Lord said, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor the dead.
Well, these classes, man, are now predominant.
They are what?
Predominant.
Predominant.
Yeah. They are taking care only of this body, which is dead or alive, is not the subject matter of seriousness. I'll tell you later on.
Excuse me?
I'll tell you later on.
Okay.